There have been travel restrictions that were instituted by 5 p.m. yesterday on Sunday. And what it is, it's really a regimented way of looking at people coming into the United States from China in general and from particularly the region Hubei province, which is the area where you have the epicenter of the outbreak. Enhanced screening is that, you know, there are going to be people coming in from China all over. And in order to be able to screen them, you have to really channel them to designated airports. There are now 7 + 4, 11 airports. IAD, International Airport at Dulles, was just recently added to that group so that when people come in, they can be enhanced screening in the sense of getting more personnel from the CDC and other agencies to screen them. As you know, the way the travel restriction goes, that if you have been in China and are a United States citizen anywhere in China except for the Hubei province, which is the epicenter, if you were there in 14 days, you have to come in and have self-imposed isolation in your home and being checked on. If you came from the area where is the epicenter there, you have to go what's called institutional quarantine, where you really are in a situation where you cannot leave for 14 days. This is really temporary. It's a 14-day holding up because the incubation period is 14 days. In order to do that, you've got to do it at some concentrated airports.
When you first talked to us about the coronavirus, you said that there was no reason to really panic here in the U.S., but we just learned that there are more deaths in China now from coronavirus than there was from SARS. Has anything changed about your view of this coronavirus?
There are now 11 people. Most of those people, except for a couple, have been travel-related. So there is not what we call sustained transmission here in the United States, the way it is in China and in some countries around China. We say the risk currently is low. It could change. You don't want the American people to be frightened. But you know, the situation is serious in China. So to say it's not a serious situation is not being totally transparent. But at the current time, given the way things are being arranged now, where the ability for someone who is infected to get into the country has been markedly curtailed by what has been done regarding the travel restrictions, the risk still remains low.
Dr. Fauci, of course you know that the federal government stockpiles drugs to fight certain biological threats, for example, anthrax. Yet we had the SARS epidemic in 2003, then the MERS epidemic less than a decade later, both of which were coronaviruses, yet coronaviruses were not treated like the threat that we see it now.
If you look at coronaviruses in general, prior to the SARS outbreak in 2002, coronaviruses were viruses of both animals and human, and about 10 to 30% of all the plain old common colds that you and I get every year are from coronaviruses. And then something very unusual happened in 2002, the first time a coronavirus was shown to actually be a dangerous virus that could kill you. And that's why we got SARS, where we had 8,000 cases and 775 deaths. And then in 2012, we had MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, which was also a coronavirus, which did not spread as much as SARS, but was really quite lethal, about 36%. And here we go again in 2019, 2020, with another coronavirus. So this is just an example of the emergence of viruses from animal reservoirs into human, because coronaviruses are very frequently seen in bats. And it's very likely that the initial event came from a bat. We don't know that for sure, but certainly an animal reservoir is where many of these viruses are.